الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صدق الله المولى العظيم. One of the greatest gifts of Allah Ta'ala, the whole Quran Sharif is, and the summary of all the kitabs of before are in the Quran Sharif. And the whole summary of the Quran Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. So this great gift of Allah, Surah Fatiha, it's a great treasure which Allah Ta'ala has given to us. It is also called Surah to Shifa, for any illness, any kind, spiritual, physical, jinn, jadu, anything like that, we should read Surah Fatiha. It's a great, great kitab. Read it 7 times. And it's the surah, the shifa for that. On one occasion, when the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, there were certain people who did not host them. And then afterwards, where they were camping, those people came and said, a certain person, a snake has bitten their leader. And if they got any treatment, so they said, we'll treat them, but it will cost you money. You'll have to pay for it. They agreed, they read Surah Fatiha and blowed on that person, and he got cured. When he mentioned it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam said, yes, it is Surah Fatiha that has got all Shifa. It is Surah to Shifa. It is Fatiha tul Kitab, the opener of the Kitab. And once the door is open, all the treasures which are inside, all then a person has access to all that. So it's a very great, great surah that Allah has given us. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ عَتَيْنَا سَبْعَ مَسَانِي. We have given you 7 verses which are repeated often. And how much Surah Fatiha? If we count about 50 rakats of namaz in the whole day's namazes. So 50 times we are reading Surah Fatiha. But if we think how many times I give any importance, either we reading or the Imam is reading on our behalf, or in the silent rakat, then also we should be reading Surah Fatiha in our heart. The Hanafis are not allowed to read with their tongues and lips moving, but in the heart we should be reading. We shouldn't be unmindful. The Imam is silent, Zuhr 2 rakat, Asr 2 rakat, Isha 2 rakat, Maghrib 1 rakat, but we should be having our concentration and on Surah Fatiha. And then this is again such a great surah that as we are reading, Allah is replying. And Allah Ta'ala speaks to us also. A person reads, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala says, Hamidani Abdi. My banda, he has praised me. Allah has taught us how to praise him. And the complete praise, Alhamdu, ulama say that this Alif Lam is istighraqi, all types of praise. The praises which are directly for Allah, praises one person, praises another person, all types of praise actually essentially. It is only for Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah is the only doer, and how great are the works of Allah, we cannot imagine. Allah's favors upon us are innumerable. So Allah has taught us how to thank Him. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, who is Rabbul Alameen. All the universes, there are so many different universes, so many different all species and things of life. Of all that, Allah alone is the Rabb. Whether it is of human beings, jinnat, animals, insects, birds, fish, whatever it is, the planets, the anything you can think of, Allah is the Rabb of all. And the word Rabb means He is the creator of all. And after that, He alone is the sustainer. And in that, we must correct our aqidah always. When we eat, when we sleep, it's not the food that gives me strength. It's Allah's command. It's not the sleep that refreshes me. It's only Allah's command. Everything we must do, always refresh our mind. Our yaqeen, our aqidah must be correct. Very, very important. Before anything else, our aqidah must be right. Secondly, our niyat, that we eating for the pleasure of Allah. If that niyat of ours comes right, then we won't eat the wrong food. We won't eat overeat. We don't eat the wrong times. Because now we are eating how Allah wants. And if we are eating for Allah's pleasure, we will be eating how Allah wants us to eat. We won't be sitting at the table on the chair. We won't be on that. I just remember one incident. Jamaat Sati of Paris, Tunisia, very many years ago, he was invited somewhere and the food was on the table. So he said, no, I'm going to eat on the floor. So they said, no, you mustn't be so extreme and so that. You must sit on the table. So he got up and sat on the table. Then that person came right. So anyway, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he blesses us with his innumerable ni'mat. In the word Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, one ayat is on which we can delve in. So take out the meaning, whole life it won't come to an end. That Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. And being Rabbul Alameen, he could be, like according to worldly terms, we can say like a dictator, like Hitler, like any other dictator. No, he is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Though he's got full authority, and he can do with whatever anyone he wants to, he can do. And from there is a great lesson for us. You are قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَى. You are the manager, you are the owner of your wife. But don't treat her, don't bully her, don't cause a hurt, don't cause an injury. Your children are your children. You can force them to do anything, and you can treat them anyhow. But remember that more authority you have, learn from Allah who has got absolute authority. And Allah is the most merciful, the most kind. And there is no limit to the kindness of Allah, to the mercy of Allah. So with our wives also we must have that. Treat them with the most kindness and most affection. And be very kind with our children. Treat them also properly. And very important to give time for our children also. That especially we don't like them to mix with other people. It's bad influence. Now with who we don't also give them time, then where are they going to get? And so we have to give time for our children. And we can see that how Allah Ta'ala, he, so to say, dedicated to his creation, sees to every need of them. And Allah is the one, when you are sad, he keeps you happy. Just one point that we have learned, we share it with our friends. A great remedy for when we feel sad, down, depressed, frustrated, read Surah Wadduha. And then just think of the meaning that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was so sad when Wahi wasn't coming down. And then Allah said, Wadduha, like the sun of 12 o'clock in the day, 11, 12 o'clock when it's at its brightest, like that Allah will brighten you up. No matter how depressed you are, how sad you are feeling, by the barakat of the surah, Wadduha, Wallayli Idha Saja, and Allah's Qudrat right opposite to the 11 o'clock sun in the day, in the night when it sort of wraps up everything. It'd be like a blanket you throw over, your duvet you throw over you, it wraps up everything. So the surah, and in the surah, that Ma Wadda'aka Rabbuka Wama Qala, the kuffar was saying, his Rabb has left him also. His Rabb also, his Allah also, has left him. And that is Ma Wadda'aka Rabbuka Wama Qala. And remember, Walal Akhiratu Khairul Laka Minal Ula. Walasawfa Yu'tika Rabbuka Fatarda. What beautiful meaning. Just little bit ponder on the meaning, and no matter what depression, sadness you are in, you will come out of it. That is one by the meaning. And the other is the spiritual benefit, the things which we cannot see, our soul we can't see, but it's the soul that is keeping us alive. Allah's ahkamah, the hukam of Allah, we don't see the hukam. All in the whole Quran Sharif, it's not that words, it's the hukam of Allah. The words are just translating, representing the hukam of Allah. The hukam of Allah is abstract. It's not something like the ayat we can see. We can touch the Quran Sharif. But that is not the Quran Sharif. That is just to take us. The Quran Sharif is that hukam of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is very, very kind. So in this kitab, and then in the surah, then again the surah is such that as we are reading it, and Allah brings this reality into our lives, that it is not just that we are speaking, but Allah is replying. It's not a monologue that you just on your own you are talking. No, it's a dialogue. Allah is replying as you are reading the surah. Allah is replying to every ayat that you are reading. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah says, Hamidani Abdi. My slave has praised me. In other words, I'm happy. He has praised me as I want to be praised. And where could we ever know how to praise Allah Ta'ala? He taught us. And now when we are just repeating the words, for us to have invented this word, for us to have invented the Arabic language, to invent this word, for us to make up those words, all the people of the world together, forever they can live, we could not make this one ayat also. And Allah gave it to us ready-made. Now it is just for us to read it. And when we read it, and we consider what we are reading, Allah becomes so happy that Allah says, my banda, and everyone it's referring to a young girl, to an old lady, a small boy, whoever is reading it, Allah says, Hamidani, Abdi, my banda has praised me. In other words, directly you, one, you individual, we know how strict sinners we are, rotten to the core, but Allah is telling for you also when you read this, that my banda has praised me. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Allah says, Asna alayya abdi, abdi. My banda, he has praised me. He has sung my praises. And then, Maliki yawmiddin, majjadani abdi. My banda has explained my great honorable position. And iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Allah says, hadha baini wa baina abdi. This is between me and my banda. That between me and my banda, he said, ihdina sirata, no. Iyaka na'budu. That only you do we worship. And now the other half, wa iyaka nasta'in. And only you do we seek help from. So now Allah Ta'ala said that my banda, it's between me and my banda. And what my banda has asked me, I will grant that to him. Or ulama have written that this at least when we read our namaz, perform our namaz, we should be contemplating on these words. As we are reading, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then think that Allah is saying, Hamidani Abdi. And what an honor that you are in dialogue with Allah Ta'ala. Hey, why are you not talking? And the other side, the phone got cut, you don't know, and you are giving a whole big lecture on this side. No, it's alive on that side also. Allah is hearing everything, and Allah is replying. And at least with the ears of the knowledge of this, we should hear it. That we all have heard it. Ulama have studied in the kitabs. In detail, they go into it in the kitabs. But we all in various bayans from somewhere or the other, we have come, we know that Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us. So when we are, so have that relationship with Allah. And with the ears of the heart, yaqeen, that this is happening now. Allah's about what? 8 billion people in the world, more or less. Me, one individual. I am an absolute nothing whatsoever, not a speck also, not one dot also, but Allah is speaking to me. What honor Allah has given to us, that Allah, Rabbul Alameen, is speaking to us. Yeah, any person in the world, in any field, deeni line, dunya line, he has some position to gain access to him, very difficult. Not yet. And you want some private time with him. And how much will he give you? At the most 5 minutes. And that also is a lot. And some people, doctors, lawyers, for every minute they charge you. And when you go to them, they will charge you for everything. One doctor told a lawyer that people sometimes at such functions, marriage function or some other occasion, they ask some advice. And now you give them the advice, but you can't charge them because it's just off the cuff. It's not in my surgery. I can't charge them. And I give them the advice, take this medicine, do this, do that. But I'm losing out. If they come to the surgery, then I can bill them for it. So what do you do? The lawyer didn't reply. But by Monday morning, his statement was there. That the advice I gave you there, that I bill them. She charged him up for that also. So dunya people won't leave you. They'll bill you for everything. But by Allah. And as we know, usually if you go for hospital treatment, And afterwards, when the accounts start coming, you find from this department the accounts, from that department, you get shocked. You'd never imagined all these accounts. But the accounts are just coming all the time. But by Allah, nothing like that. Allahu Akbar. How merciful is Allah Ta'ala. And then, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Then the definition of sirat al-mustaqim. Just see how much in detail Allah has gone. That Allah said, that show us the straight path. Allah didn't leave it like that. The straight path, Allah Ta'ala has defined it in detail. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people whom you have made in'am, on whom you have showered your favors, on whom, with whom you are very pleased. I want the path of those people. And then Allah has defined that again. That الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Imagine where Allah took us to ask for what. And when Allah is telling us to ask, definitely He wants to give it. That's why. In fact, it comes in the hadith. When Allah wants to give somebody something, Allah puts in His heart to make dua for it. It's all from Allah's side. Allah wants to give it. Now Allah puts it in your heart to ask. And then Allah gives it to you. Yes, Surah Fatiha, about 50 times a day. So how important is not this? That Allah has prescribed it. And 50 times a day we must ask for it. But most of us are totally unmindful of it. We read Surah Fatiha, we hear from the Imam, and our mind doesn't go one bit on the meaning. Whereas it should really shake us out of our bodies. And the skeleton of ours, it should shake us out of the skeleton of ours. What a beautiful deen. And a person should will become a die heart of Allah just from Surah Fatiha. And if we compare it again, the opening chapter of the Bible, there they pray that, oh, our Lord, Thou art in heaven, and give us our daily bread. They ask for daily bread. Yea, is Sirat-i Mustaqim. What a great difference. A person, if you find every day at your doorstep, when you open your front door, a basket of wonderful fruit, export quality, first grade, and the best of fruit, and you don't think who gave it, what it is, you just devour it, you just eat it up. More than that fruit, which all of us will say, or somebody deposits every day 50,000 rand in your account, anonymous person, gift, anonymous. And you don't think who is doing this for me. What kind of a human will that be? Allah's favors are so much more. When we wake up in the morning, and then the dua, Alhamdulillah, Allahi ahyana. That, oh Allah, ba'da ma'ama, after you gave us death, you brought us back to life. Imagine what a great favor of Allah. And then when, think at that time, that fruit, Alhamdulillah, sir ankope, great ni'mat of Allah, but compared to my eyes which I've got. Was that fruit's value in front of my eyesight I've got? Allah, you gave me my eyesight. I can see now. I want to wear my glasses. On today, I can see with my eyes now. And I want to get off. I want to wear my shoes. Your eyes are there. Your mind is in order. You are not mad. How many people sleep and a stroke? They get a stroke in their sleep. I can walk to the toilet. All the namas, all the joints of my body are in order. Who of us makes shukr? And in that Allah has put everything, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana. And the great reminder, which is a ni'mat of Allah, wa ilayhin nushur. This day of mine is to prepare for my return to Allah. And it's not just to waste it in this dunya, that I have to prepare Allah. How many people, it comes in the Quran Sharif, that after death they will want to come back. They can't come back. But before that, after every night's death, Allah brings us back. And so now you promise that, oh Allah, if you send me back, then I'll change my life. رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Oh Allah, we have seen now, we understand. Return us now, we'll do righteous deeds. Now you saw you were dead, you could do nothing. Now Allah brought you back to life, now start preparing. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. Prepare for the eternal effect, the final abode where you are going. Prepare for that life. And more than all this namas of your eyes and your lungs and your heart and all the joints of the body and everything, more Allah, you gave me Iman in Islam. Iman in Islam is not Qatli.
A person doesn't earn it, work and earn it. It is wahbi. Allah gives it to whom He wants to. Oh, and just, oh Allah, you gave me my iman. You gave me my Islam. And you gave it free. I'm not worth anything. Out of the 8 billion people, about 2 billion are Muslims. You didn't make me of the 6 billion. You made me. It's only Allah who made us Muslims. And fortunate are those who were born in Muslim homes. They got Adhan when they were born. Their technique was made. How many favors of Allah? If it's a boy, his khatna, his sunnat was made. And in most cases, a beautiful name Allah granted you. All our names are so beautiful. Abdullah, Abdurrahman, those names, how beautiful. Allah gave it to us. We came with those names. It's not very, this was just the outward means. My mother kept my name, my father kept my grandfather, but actually it is all we gave. Allah gave us those. What a great gift. So what great gift of Allah Ta'ala. So Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight path, O Allah. And the straight path, sirat al-mustaqim, is the deen of Allah. The whole of deen, to get proper understanding of the whole of deen and to practice upon it. And that also only comes from Allah Ta'ala. For example, we come to the majlis here. It is only by Allah's guidance. We could have decided to go to a majlis of some Shia person. They also keep majalis like that. Some Barelvi person. We could go, Allah could have taken us there. How kind Allah Ta'ala that He joined us with Ahlul Haq, with the people of Quran and Hadith. And that majalis, Allah Ta'ala. So almost all of us, where we went to Maktab, our line of Maktab, not some other wrong things. Allah took us to Maktab. What a great ni'mat of Allah. And those who became alims, our whole life, if we just make sajda, it's not enough. Who Allah made hafiz al-Quran? What a great iqari. What great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta. This is deen. And what is it that we are asking continuously, repeatedly, often, over and over again? That is, the whole of deen must come in my life. Not just a smattering of deen, like icing on top of a cake. Not just like that. The whole cake must be that sweet, wonderful enjoyment. The whole of deen must be in our lives. In my private life, my public life, in my business life, in my life of ibadat and deen, the whole of deen must be in my life. So whenever we read, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, keep in our hearts, O Allah, bless me with the complete, perfect deen, which Allah Ta'ala has defined, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. I have completed. Now when a thing is completed, there is no place for something else. If the task is full, there is no place for something else. The deen which Allah has given us, and that is the way of life. We shouldn't take it like a religion, that only at specific times, 5 times a day we become Muslims, Ramzan we become Muslims, Hajj we become Muslims, besides that we just live like any other human being. No, the whole of deen must come in my life. Every aspect of deen, and that must be in our heart, fully and completely. My private life also, how to have relationships with my wife must be also according to deen. And how many of us, we are fathers, grandfathers, but we haven't learned what is the sunnat way of being intimate with our wives. The details are there, all that also, but we haven't learned it. We just do it how we think and how we want to do. And in that, how many young married couples do so many haram things. Also, one very interesting point that we should take note of, when a man has relations with his wife, when she's in her menses, which is haram to do, that is the cause of handicapped children, with mental problem children, and all that because of that haram relationship. And then Allah's, every law of Allah is so perfect, so perfect. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to live by the laws of Allah. And there is nothing that could be as perfect as the Quran says. completely 100% perfect. And so many today, doctors, pastors, are accepting Islam as they see what the Quran revealed in the seventh century. Today, when they have got some technology, microscopes, telescopes, now they are seeing what the Quran has said 1,400 years ago. And still they are still discovering from the Quran Sharif. So this straight path, Sirdeen, Allah give us. And that is what we must have. On one occasion, there was a janaza, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also attended the janaza. The grave was still being dug. So they were waiting till the grave gets dug. So all were standing around. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam used that opportunity also, which is a very ideal opportunity when people's hearts are soft. Kabristan, mayyat, somebody has passed away, to remind them of reality of life. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to them, took a stick and drew out one straight line and said, this is Sirati Mustaqim. And from that stick on both sides, he made small lines on both sides. And he said, these are the deviations. And it is such that when you are walking on the straight line, these things come and they block you. And they distract you and you go off. If the one leaves you, you'll get caught in the next one. If you that one leaves you, you'll get caught. In other words, there are all the time distractions in life. So 5 times a day, about 50 times we are asking Allah, don't let me get misguided. Don't perhaps this will come and take me offline. Put me offline. If I miss that one, if I go through, the next one might catch me. So, oh Allah, you save us. And throughout our lives, let us be on Sirati Mustaqim. So on the one side it is, we are asking for a perfect deen. And nobody can be perfect. But that is what we target. And if we don't target it, we will fall off easily. Any of these lines, temptations, deviations will pull us off the straight path. So we must be very careful. The Surah Fatiha is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So Sirati Mustaqim, the first definition, الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, those that you have showered your favors upon. And who are they? مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. So that should now open our minds to see what was the life of the Anbiya, of the Shuhada, that they gave their lives for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ. The Siddiqeen, who testify fully, and that definition comes, whose private and public life is the same. The yaqeen, the iman, and Islam is one. Not that they have got Islam, they look like Muslims, but inside there is no iman, or very weak iman. That all combination of perfection is in these people. من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, and the righteous and the truthful people. Ulama have written a beautiful point here. Normally we take it as these four categories. But Mufassirin have written a fifth category also. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ. So who make itaat of Allah and Rasul. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ. So the four categories, and there is a fifth category, those who follow in their path. We made a difference here, that those who try to follow, they want to do the right thing. So on them also is Allah's this great favor. So how Allah, the Mufassir, made it so broad and accommodated all in these great favors of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So one side we are asking all the time for the perfect deen. Now when we are asking, let there be correspondence, let it correspond, the tongue and our action. With our tongue we are saying, show us the straight path. It must not happen we are dressed with Bermuda and with T-shirts and we are dressed like kuffar, etc. Let us now, when we are asking, then let our actions, as far as we can help it, let them correspond to it. Let our private life come like our public life. Not that we got a mama also on, but under that, we got true length hair. We got a kurta, long kurta also, but we got jeans there under. Or even the ladies, they got their abaya, but inside they got some jeans, some dress like the kuffar. No, let it correspond. It must be what we are asking with our time. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. So that was one definition Allah gave. Then to make it very clear, Allah gave the opposite. Things are recognized by opposites. When the opposite is mentioned, then you realize the actual thing. So Allah Ta'ala says, خَيْرِ الْمَخْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Not the path of those people on whom Allah's anger has come down. And the people on whom Allah's anger has come are the Jewish people. Allah, because of what they did and how much we're following in their way today. Even all matters, we copy them. We imitate them, their lifestyle. We use their products freely. And even we use their product, the profit of which they use to kill us. We are feeding them, we are making them strong in order to kill us. The height of our... And we're reading Surah Fatiha 50 times a day. And still this is our condition. So, not the ways of the Jews. And that is the Christians who went astray. So we want the path of Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we must try and bring that fully into our life. By the barakat of Surah Fatiha, Allah will grant this to us. And also when we are saying, show us the straight path, that let us keep on moving on that straight path. The temptations which are coming all the time in our life, all the time there are temptations. Whether we are in namaz, some evil thought comes. We are reading Quran Sharif, some evil thought comes. Let us not fall offline. Let us not. And the Sirat-i Mustaqim is pull Sirat. How much Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah explained, we are already walking full Sirat in this world. How much we are falling off, then Khudana Khasa, there we will fall off. Yeah, we remain straight properly, there it will be also easy. And Sirat-i Mustaqim, the straight path. And what is the straight path? The shortest distance between two points. One point here and one point at the end. The shortest distance is straight path. The minute you go a bit off, now it's longer. Whether you go 1 inch, 1 millimeter or a mile off, now it's more longer. So the straight path is the perfect straight path. So we should not be afraid also. If people call us when we try to be on the straight path, they call us fanatics or they call us extremists. We should be happy if you're on the straight path. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. This is that wonderful path that Allah has given us. And for practical, our practicality, imagine for myself, 50 times I'm reading. And then besides that also, we should read Surah Fatiha. In the mornings, read it as a wazifa. At night, read it as a wazifa. That is also. But the minimum is in our namazes. But let us, each one of us, give us our own marks out of 10. How much am I connected with Surah Fatiha? I'm supposed to be a Maulana, I'm supposed to be an Alim, a Hafiz. I got Khilafat, I come to Majlis regularly. But how much am I connected to Surah Fatiha? With the opening chapter, we're not yet connected. So where will be the rest of Deen also? So this is a great favor of Allah. It must not happen to the extent that it is a favor. We our ingratitude and our disloyalty. And we don't think one bit. We just like fly over Surah Fatiha. When the Imam is reading, our thoughts are somewhere. We're reading ourselves. We don't know what we are reading. We're just reading it parrot fashion. And we're not getting. Whereas the Surah Fatiha, Allahu Akbar. Ulama who wrote tafsirs in the past, they wrote tafsir of Surah Fatiha alone, 10 volumes, big volumes. How much they wrote, plenty they have written. But we are just showing our indifference. Allah give us tawfiq to understand this great ni'mat of Surah Fatiha, the straight path. And be careful of all the temptations which are going to come. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you save yourself from the one, the next one is there. You save yourself from there, and the next one is there. Allah save us and guide us to righteousness, inshallah.